became really the mind of the Lord, that we all be there with the folks there in that area and in that whole region, Tazewell, Virginia, North Carolina, over into Tennessee, and so forth. And but we didn't want to just have, for you who look for a Sunday morning session here, we wanted one to be found. And so that's what we're doing this afternoon. And so let me just get started with it. I've been talking to you, I don't have every Sunday morning session, but in those that I do have, I wanted to follow through with a search that has really become the search right now of my heart, and it has to do with purpose, the eternal purpose of God. I think that I've talked to you about the pursuit of purpose, but it is this purpose of God in Christ that I want to start with this Sunday morning. And let's just read in Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm not going to read the whole chapter, but look at verse 10. That in the dispensation, which is the administration, that in the administration of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in him. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Now, I'm going to use a study that I did a number of years ago. And I've gone through it, and of course I'm doing printouts, as I always do. But I'm using this as an outline. But because I want to lay a foundation today concerning the eternal purpose of God, that purpose that he planned, that he determined in himself before the world was. So whenever it is that you and I come to be in Christ, we come to be there in a predestined purpose. In other words, we don't add to that purpose, we don't take away that purpose. God has a purpose for having us in his Son. God has a purpose for choosing his salvation in Christ. God has a purpose. All the way back, if you want to look, in Ephesians, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4 of chapter 1. It's all according to that which he hath chosen and purposed before the world was. And so, where we actually come to this purpose that God purposed in Himself, where we actually come to it is in Christ. And that's where we come to find the purpose of our very soul. Because God planned the purpose and established in Christ a particular purpose before He ever created the soul. Consequently, when He created the soul, He created that soul for purpose. He created that soul with divine purpose in mind. So that there is a purpose for Him creating us as souls to begin with. And then even after that soul fell and came short of the divine purpose, came short of the glory of God, because this eternal purpose and the term glory just fit together like one, like something really, really well fitted. Where there is fulfillment of purpose, there is glory made manifest. But all of that we'll come to as we go along. But God created that soul for the purpose that He purposed, planned in Himself before there was ever a world created, before there was ever a soul created. It would follow then that since there was that fall short of the glory of God, that sin coming in to the garden, it would follow through then that the redemption of the soul that was created of God, that fell, that was told, thou shalt surely die, that same soul can have redemption in Christ Jesus. Salvation in Christ Jesus. So it would follow that we are redeemed by the same purpose and for the same purpose. We're brought back to purpose as it was. Brought back in line with purpose, as it were. Because our redemption is where? Right where God purposed that He did purpose. Our redemption is in Christ Jesus. So there wasn't one purpose before man sinned, and then now the whole purpose is dominated by that sin and has to do with all the effects of that sin. No. Christ took care of all of that at the cross, canceled it out, canceled one whole creation out, that God might in Christ, through His death, burial, resurrection, through the very indwelling Christ, bring the soul back to purpose. Now that's the purpose about which we will be sharing beginning this very Sunday morning. And I'm going to stick real close to the notes here, because I don't have a lot of time this morning. Let me read to you before we get started. I thought I had this printout. All things according to purpose. And we're going to deal with every one of these verses, certainly not this morning. Romans 8:28, a verse that is so often used and so seldom understood and so often misapplied because of an ignorance of purpose. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Immediately, now I can't stay on these, but immediately upon reading this verse, which we will deal with, we misunderstand and misinterpret the term all things, because immediately we apply it to the things outside of redemption. We apply it to the things outside of Christ. No matter that God has gathered together all things in one, but we apply it to the things of the world. We apply it to things like, you know, having a bad wreck, or, you know, having something happen to the house. We always apply it to tragedies. And then we say, I just don't see the good in that. Well, hon, there's probably no good in it. But it also has nothing to do with Romans 8:28. That's an altogether different statement here. And I want to give it its due time, so I'm not going to stay with it this morning. But going on, Ephesians 1:11, which I did read, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose. You see, it's the same purpose here, called according to His purpose. All things working together for good. And then we come here and we'll read that. Well, it's the same purpose, and it has to do with the same things. Being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, which was before the foundation of the world. So it hasn't got anything to do with the automobile accident that somebody had last week or last year or ever, or any of those kind of things. It has nothing to do with that. I'm not telling you that the Lord doesn't put His hand upon us, and there's a lot of things I'm not telling you, but I'm not telling you that what I am telling you is that Romans 8:28 is not about those kind of things. And then you trying to figure out what's good about it. It has nothing to do with that at all. It has everything to do with all things that God has gathered together in Christ Jesus. We'll come back to these things. Ephesians 3:9-11. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Now this is the same mystery that Paul speaks of in Ephesians 1:9-10. Same mystery. To make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose, which He purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. What I want us to see this morning is there is a purpose, distinct, from anything that was brought about by sin. No, it has to do with being born again. You have to be born again because that brings you once again into God's purpose. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? But we are born again for a purpose. We are baptized into Christ for a purpose. We live in Christ. We are in Christ for a purpose. The soul was created and certainly redeemed for a purpose. It's the purpose. And we're not trying to define that purpose this morning. I want us to get our mind on purpose. And to just see how important it is and how much Paul uses it. And particularly here in this letter called Ephesians. Second Timothy 1:9-10, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. My Lord. Isn't that something? Who have saved us. So many times we think that our salvation has with it the purpose that, well, the purpose is so we won't all go to hell. But sweetheart, just to look back at a type and shadow established of God in Israel would tell us better than that. Would tell us better than that. I mean, why did God bring them out of Egypt? And we're not going to say in the manner in which he brought them out. Why did he bring them out? Period. To just get them out of Egypt? Well, the ones who kind of got that kind of thought in their mind and would not enter into Canaan all died. All died. In the wilderness. And I remember in this study some years ago, I remember this distinctly, that I said, while they would receive from God provisions and gripe and grumble, and then God would give them more provisions, while they certainly would receive provision, they would not enter into purpose. They wouldn't do that. So they all died in the wilderness. And honey, they didn't starve to death there either. They just all died. And manna was still falling out of the sky for that whole 40 years. It didn't stop until those that God raised up from among the dead, those went into Canaan. And then the manna stopped. So it hasn't got anything to do with provision. He didn't get them out of Egypt so he could give them manna falling out of the sky. And on and on and on, we could say. The reason why he didn't. He did that with purpose. Now, we don't find the purpose in the land of Canaan in and of itself. And as I said, I'm talking to you about purpose. It'll be a long time in these sessions before we start seeing purpose defined. But I will tell you that purpose was not found in Canaan itself. Yes, purpose was made manifest in Canaan, but not purpose wasn't to simply get them in Canaan. He got them in Canaan for purpose. For purpose. And that they all died because they refused God's purpose. Well, I won't go any further with that. Who have saved us, 2 Timothy 1, 9 and 10, and called us with a holy calling. Think about this, darling. A holy calling. Now, this has got to be Paul referring to I press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This has got to be the same calling that he's referring to in Philippians 3. A holy calling. Now remember, a holy calling. This is just a little Bible study this morning, but let's make one out of it. Look at the scripture. Not according to our works, who have saved us. Not according to our works, who have called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according, we're going back to before the foundation of the world again here, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. See, good Lord, we're right back into Ephesians 1, verse 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, that whole thing. This is not an earthly purpose, hon. This is not a purpose you're going to find in earth. This is not a purpose we're going to find in doing what we call spiritual things. Now, we may very well do those spiritual things according to purpose. If we come to understand what that purpose is all about. But it's not about something that I can do or not do. And it's not according to our works. And I'm sure he's not talking to sinners here. Something beyond all of that. Can't say that it's so we can go to heaven. No. That's not it. All of these religious things wherein we seek to find purpose. Purpose for being in this place. Purpose for doing this and doing that. And I'm talking about religious works and religious things. We most certainly are there. I'm sitting here today, right now. I sit here in purpose. I sit here in a holy calling. But my sitting here is not what it's about. I'm sitting here because of it. But the fact that I'm sitting here, I don't find purpose in sitting on this stool or even teaching this session. but to do so in purpose. Having found that purpose for all things, into which all things are gathered up. We read that a while ago. Many mistakenly try to use, you know, these things that happen out here in the world, no, which have nothing to do with it at all. But God working all things together with regard to His purpose. But those are the things that are in Christ. And I keep repeating this because we'll deal with it specifically in some of these up and coming sharings. So I just want to keep bringing your mind back to it on these verses that I am sharing with you this morning. Then, verse 10, 2 Timothy 9, chapter 2 Timothy 1, verse 9 and 10. So let me read 9 again, since I've torn it to pieces here. Let me put it back together. Who have saved us, called us with a holy calling. So you see, it wasn't just getting Israel out of Egypt. Wasn't just that. Wasn't just bringing them into Canaan. And yet there you have this great type and shadow and testimony of God's purpose. Hon, if you're in Christ, you're there in purpose. The Spirit of the Lord will bring the hungry heart to the understanding of purpose. And our soul lining up accordingly in its thoughts and its desires with that purpose. That's an ongoing. I read that to you all a while ago. That's an ongoing. That's one of the studies that I did, was a study called In Pursuit of Purpose. And it's not like we haven't come to that very purpose in Christ, but it is very, very much that many who are there are not there in purpose as far as their understanding of purpose is concerned. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? God has you there with purpose and in His purpose. And so it's not that you're not in Christ. It isn't that you need something added to your salvation. Come on now. But I'm telling you, salvation is with purpose. And purpose is the thing that we grow up in, into Him who is the head in all things, so that in all things we understand we are there in purpose. So I'm not telling you that you aren't without, that you are without purpose. But don't understand. No, you're not. I'm telling you, they're there with purpose. But I'm trying to simply say, what purpose is it? Purpose is something more than what it's been called. It is that by which, for which, unto which God hath done all that He has done in Christ Jesus. And that's where you are, in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb of God. But is now made manifest, Or some versions will say, some actual versions will say, but is now revealed. But is now made manifest, phaneral. How? By the apocalypso. Is now made apparent, manifest, by the revealing, appearing, revealing. I'm just telling you, that's the way it's written. By the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. My, blessed be the Lamb of the living God. So, it is this purpose that we want to talk about. It's this purpose. Let me just say this. The revealing of Jesus Christ, that is the Father revealing His Son in you and in me. The Father opening the eyes of our understanding. The Father giving to us the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and the revelation of Christ. This work of the Spirit of God in us, by which Christ is revealed, is toward a predestined end. And we read it a while ago. Being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. It has nothing to do with you and I being predestinated to be in Christ. But it has to do with those who are there in a purpose that was foreknown of God before the foundation of the world. And the Lord would awaken our soul to that purpose. Hallelujah. Evermore, 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 evermore. Well, that's what I've just written down here in front of me. That goal is the awakening and transforming of our soul in direct accordance with His eternal purpose. It is the Father working in our soul, attaining, if you will, in our soul, His full pleasure concerning the Son. Now I said attaining in our soul. He has attained absolute purpose and fulfillment in His Son. That's why the Son dwells in us as the completeness of all things. So let's just focus our attention on this eternal purpose of God, and having that purpose of God as the motivating factor, as the goal toward which we are always walking. Paul said, I press. No matter what I have not yet attained, I press for that which is set before me in Christ Jesus. The goal toward which we are always walking, or toward which we are always growing, the eternal purpose. Now, if I went on in these notes, it would bring me back to Romans 8:28, and it would take another session. So we'll do this later. It brings us back. I told you when I read that to you a while ago, all things working together for the good, I said one of the most misunderstood scriptures in the Bible, are actually misapplied. So we'll see if we can gather that up according as the scripture, as Paul does here, according to his purpose. Thank you for being with us this Sunday morning. And yes, I'm cutting it off a little shorter because we've got to get the Raven and as we've got to upload this, schedule it, and get it ready for you. But we didn't want it just to be a blank screen on this coming Sunday. As you are watching this, pray for us. Jimmy and Daniel and I will be driving back here on Sunday. Raven will be going to South Carolina. He will be in meetings with our fellowship there in thank you, Raven. I don't know why I keep trying to call that Riley. In Hartsville. In Hartsville, Carolina. He'll be there with them on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Then he will be driving back here on Saturday, that Saturday. And so just remember all of us in our travels. And we will be here with you live, not this coming Sunday, the 15th, but the next Sunday. We will certainly be here live then. And all that week before as well, we will be having our regular different sessions. And remember Raven that next week as he's there with the folks in Hartsville. And a precious group of people there. And so we look forward to seeing you in the Lord's timing. The Lord bless. Amen.